Hello and welcome to the April 2020 episode of the Broadcast Bonuses. We're only 12 days late. That's pretty good for us.
I think so.
Welcome though. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shelly.
And how is it going, everybody? How has your month been? The month of March, April, May. All together now. One word. Maple.
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 You know, it's fine. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's been weird.
Yeah. We will talk more about that in the regular show for this week, which will be episode 4.41. But for now, we've got some fun clips for you that didn't make it into our stuff that was cut out of our April episodes. So the first clip is, and you all probably know which one we're talking about because I got very not creative with this title, and it is called Poor Jennifer. So without further ado, let me get into this one. And this is the only kind of long one. The other ones are shorter. This one's about 3.5 minutes. So here we go.
Oh, I remember what it was. I don't remember exactly what it was. But it was some viral video thing that Shandy and I had not seen that you were going to show.
Oh, yes. The Jennifer thing.
Jennifer. I was going to say it had to do with a woman.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. I'm assuming that our chat has mainly seen this, right? I'm assuming that this is either fake or somebody got her consent, but
all right.
I want to see you guys' reaction when you watch this and see if it is the same as, I mean, it's pretty fucking epic, and I'm just going to take it at face value. Just watch it with a grain of salt. Will says he has to believe that it's real. Honestly, Will, I think it's real, but it's pretty dick to put. I think that they had to have gotten her permission.
Oh my God. Yeah, this can't be real.
It has to be. Oh, I should note that I edited down a lot of the pauses of you guys
That can't be real.
Listen, if it's not real and they did that for our entertainment, then that is the video that quarantine America needs right now.
Yikes.
Little did I know that the video that we needed was called Tiger King, and it was coming up mere days later. Anyway.
Oh, what the internet gave that week.
God, it was a week. All right. Anyway, sorry. I'll go back. The funny thing is, I just kind of shower from a nighttime shower or whatever, or what, but like I hear Jay go, oh my God. And I was like I literally ran out. I was like, oh my God, what? Like, who died? Was it RBG? Like, who, what happened? What is going on? And like, I'm freaking the fuck out because the way he says, oh my God. And he's like, oh my God. And I was like, what? Just to watch. And then I watched it and I was like, oh my God. That is all of us. That's kind of like the time that I peed during a Metro bus. It wasn't live. And
clip goes
didn't
places.
Realize it until like, kudos to John Norton, because I did not, like, seriously. I think Amanda, you might've been asleep at this point, like, but it was in the apartment.
Okay.
And I had to pee really bad because used to drink a lot of white wine while we were recording.
Yep.
I took it with me.
Or just in general, we used to drink a lot of white wine. That's a blanket statement.
You know, I don't think I've drank white wine since we lived in Astoria.
Yeah, because it was like cheap, bad white wine that, like, you know, a 22-year-old girl can afford on, you know, her minimum wage job.
Remember that time that we drank the glass?
Yep. Well, you did. It was a slushy. It was wine slushy with a glass shard garnish.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, freaking out. I'm going to die. I drank the glass. I didn't. I'm still here.
You're still here.
Still.
True story.
Yeah. No, but so there was this one time we were recording MetroBuzz where we were on, I guess it had to have been Skype back then. And I had to pee so bad. And I just, you know, picked up the laptop and we had the headset microphone still. Thought I muted it and kept going. But I guess my non-headset microphone picked it up, like the internal mic on the computer. Because John told me, like, I'm not even kidding, like 6 months later, I was like, oh, you heard that? He's like, yeah, but I didn't want to embarrass you and say anything.
Like, thank you. That's very nice.
That was very thoughtful.
Okay, so we made it through that clip that went a lot of different places.
It's a real journey, that one.
It started, and that's why it came out, because it started with poor Jennifer, and then...
then ended with poor Colleen. Poor Colleen's bladder.
Well, that full clip was 6 minutes long, and I cut out the last, like, minute and a half, and it's me then going on being like, I'm like, and you know those though? I think it had, because you say, well, they blurred out her, you know, you can't really see her face. So even if they got permission, like maybe she did give them permission because you can't really see her face. And I was like, yeah, you know, clearly I would be like, yeah, you can have my permission. I don't care. And then it just goes on and on from there. Anyways, ding.
Oh, man.
So anyway, you can all see, guys, why that got cut out, because it was really long. And our live shows generally tend to go on, sometimes the patron shows tend to go on for a full 2 hours, and I need to cut like 35 minutes out of that shit. So an easy 6 minutes I can slash, done. All right, the next clip is much shorter, and it is called A Poop Situation. Here we go. Do you guys know what it is?
Yes. No. I remember the poop situation.
Okay. Well, here we go. Sorry, my mic is all of a sudden super loud. Did I sound really loud before?
No, not at all.
You sounded fine to me. I had a little poop situation with Fiona just now.
Oh, no. Do you need to go take care of it?
I apologize. I think I've taken care of it, but I need to go throw it away and wash my hands.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Please do. We'll pause.
I can't podcast you. Knowing that you're covered in cat poop.
Thank you. And sorry.
All right. Let's go to our air break right now. All right.
You know, the sad thing is I was actually thinking that it was a different poop situation, a more recent poop situation with Gabby.
Oh.
That was at the very tail end of a recording.
Oh, the one where Frank stepped in it?
Yes.
That was last week, right? So
that was last week, so I guess it doesn't fit into the April.
It would most likely be May.
For May. Little poop situation part two. God, I have dirty, dirty girls.
Oh, they're tired. They want you out of the house. Zoe has been completely forgetting her manners lately. She just goes on the table. She puts her head in your drink now. Like, she'll spill on, like, put a paw down, like, to the bottom, knock them over. She doesn't care.
Yeah, that was all Captain before any of this. He's like, I'm sorry. Are you done with that? Can I try something?
She will come up and, like, she gets yelled at every day. She will stare at it like, it will be right in front of me, and she'll be like just there, like waiting. And I'm like, no, it's still no.
Yeah.
She was really pissed because I used to sit upstairs at the table. I've got my desk, so I've got my office kind of set up that we created from the guest room this past week. But up until a week ago, I was at the kitchen table with everything sprawled out. And the chair that I was sitting in was Zoe's chair, I guess, during the day, because it's the one that has the most sun. And she was not. I would get up to refill my water, and I would come back and she'd be in that chair already. She'd be like, look, you can have the water or you can have the chair. You pick one.
You cannot have both. Yeah, no. Thankfully, Captain is still rocking a cone, so his behavior is nothing but just he needs a lot of attention and snuggles, because he's been wearing a cone for like a solid month.
Poor Captain.
But yeah, more to come in the full show. But
yes, so check it out.
He's having the worst quarantine out of everybody.
Oh. All right. Yeah. Next clip we have, this is called A Family Affair. And the name doesn't become apparent until the end, but you'll see it's pretty evident why it was cut out of our live show, the one that we did for all the patrons that random Thursday that we did it. And Jay had a movie night with the boys. Was it? No, it was Friday? It was Friday. Was it Thursday or Friday?
I think Thursday.
And it was a Saturday. We punted to a Saturday at the beginning of April, and Jay had a movie night with the boys. And
Saturday's possible.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar, but I can't remember why or when. We switched
twice. I don't remember why or when. Oh, it might have been because I was like having a rough week, or Shandy was having. Somebody was having a rough week. Oh, when we switched to no.
Well, I think was that when Shandy wasn't feeling well?
No. When we switched to Thursday when Shandy wasn't feeling well, we switched to Saturday to do Tiger King.
Right. I remember.
That's right. I know. It was only 4 or 5 weeks. It might have been like 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. I'm not really sure. Again, time is just a...
Exactly. 5 weeks ago, 5 years ago.
It was, yeah, April 92nd. Who cares?
Yeah, we had March, had half of March, and then we just went straight into April. I'm going to call this episode Maple Showers.
Maple Showers. Maple 92nd.
Yeah. What'd you say, Maple 92nd?
Because Amanda said the 92nd day of April.
April 92nd.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
April 92nd, 2020. Name this episode.
Captain's Log.
Captain's Log.
Captain's Code Log.
He just like keeps them like post-its just around the rim.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, this was after that. this was during that. Yeah, I had a problem with the audio, as I tend to do. It happens like on a regular basis. Anyway, here we go. The first thing we have up is a voicemail from Maggie, and let's cross our fingers and hope this plays. If not, Jay is going to come down and take a look, but I'm pretty sure that I know what flip to switch to flip. If you can't hear, hey, during much like during that, can time, you guys hear?
Hey, Amanda, Shady, and Colleen, it's Maggie.
No,
I'm calling in with some thoughts about Tiger King. Hold on. Oh my fucking god!
Can you? That was stop ridiculous. My phone. Hold on.
All of those people need to be in jail. That was,
yeah, they can't. This doesn't pick me up when it's TV. Back, so it's now totally, they can't
oh, hear it. We can hear it.
Also, like, why do you need to own a fucking tiger? No, it's not okay.
Question, Maggie.
It's not
so
okay.
It's
a poor animal.
You don't need to own the work if
loopback's not on. Loopback is open, baby.
No, I mean, I understand, but I'm saying if loopback isn't working, that's the only
way. Alex. Okay. There we go. Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. See, I knew I had it right. Okay, everybody's down. Everyone's down here now. It's a family party. All right, bye, Lexi. Bye, Zachy. He needs to fly.
Shh. Don't we all?
All right. As you can see, that show was a bit of a hot mess. There was so much editing on that one.
Well, I mean, it, you know, the theme made it that way. All of Maggie's points stand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but my favorite part about that clip is when you guys can suddenly hear Maggie and you start responding like it's been the whole time.
Like we're just having a conversation. Oh, great. Now Maggie's here.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm going to replay this song, the thing, I swear.
All those people should be in jail. Yes.
Exactly. All right, we're
why does anyone need to own a tiger? They don't.
They don't.
Hey. Yeah. I don't know why anybody would need to own a tiger, but here we are. All right. Our next clip is called Tiger King on Bourbon. Here we go. It's also from that same show. And I think I told you guys this. So we watched this Jay's birthday weekend, and we definitely had at least two bourbons each, like each night that we were watching it. So when I was doing all my research on Tuesday, I was like, shit, that happened. That happened. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about this. It definitely made this show. I think I watched it from a much more like, what the fuck spot than.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which I think that's how it's supposed to be watched.
I think so too.
Anyway, so that was a time and, you know, just time. The next clip is one of Amanda's awesome one-liner punchlines, and it tickled me in the moment. And I think I actually texted you. I was like, I'm really sorry, but I have to cut this part, but it's so funny. I'll put in a bonus. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
You just don't remember the part I was talking about.
No, I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't care. I probably don't remember what I said anyway. I always trust your editing skills. If you think it needs to go, it needs to go.
All right, here we go. Let's find out what it was.
That's
my note. Like, it was really nice to, like, I don't know. It was really just, it was great to go down memory lane. I say as I desperately try to clench my jaw and.
Oh.
I can't do it.
No,
I don't know why.
Oh.
There we go. Whenever I press into the side of the back of my neck, I can do it. So something is definitely out of alignment. But anyway, friends.
Gotta go to the face chiropractor.
I know, but who's open right now? I guess I will on May 25th, May 26th.
Be here before you know it.
It's almost here.
Yep. Hopefully those face chiropractors will be open and ready for business.
I thought the face chiropractor was so funny.
Oh, dear.
We'll see. All right, we are up to our final clip of the night, and it is called The Real Housewives of Albany. Here we go. I saw the Cuomo press conference today where, like, they were like, so Mitch McConnell thinks that you guys need handouts, and he was like, oh, here's your fucking numbers about handouts. You want to talk handout numbers? Let's talk about it. And I was just like, oh, pwned, baby. This was like Tony, like, taking on somebody at tribal council. Like, oh.
Yeah. He's very inconsistent, Cuomo. Some days he is like the consummate professional, and other days he is like a real housewife. It's like you just never know what one you're going to get.
I feel like he's like a real housewife every day, and I love it. I'm here for it every day. I'm like, just go ahead. Tell them what you think. Like, everybody else wants to tell them what we think. Like, go for it, dude. Like, what the fuck do you have to lose? You're like 70 years old, and you know, you're like at the start of your term, you're like, what, 2 years into a 6-year sentence? Like, let's go for it. Like, tell them what you want. Like, go for it.
Like, God. Oh, dear.
And he does. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm going to be here for the next 4 years. So I'm gonna tell you what the fuck I think. Who wants at me? Come on. No. Do it. Let's roll half-wise this shit. Like, I don't care.
Yep. I'm waiting for him to flip the table.
That's my favorite. That's it. It went on longer, but it wasn't that funny. I love that, though. I'm waiting for him to flip the table.
That Freudian slip of a 6-year sentence still gets me.
Thanks. So good.
Clever even when you're not trying. Clever.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Effortless.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, so that was this week's last month's bonus clips.
Maple's bonus.
It's Maple's bonus. Doesn't matter anymore. As long as we give you something every once in a while, what is time?
Stay tuned in a couple of weeks for the Maple part two.
Weeks, days, we don't even know anymore.
And I think if this does last into June, it's going to be J-April.
Yeah.
I like it. Yep.
And I don't know what July is, so we better open up before then.
Jill-April.
Jill-April?
J-Prilly.
J-Prilly? I don't know. J-Prilly? Yeah, I like
J-Prilly. Wait. No, wait, the L and the Y.
No, it'd be J-Prilly.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll workshop it. We have plenty of time for a moment.
I don't know. I hear it's going to be tomorrow.
It will be a collection of days. We don't know how many.
All right, everybody. It was a pleasure talking to you on this fine, fine 92nd day of April. Thank you for being patrons. We truly appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Indeed.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys, though. You can find us on the main feed anytime you want to and get current. Thank you, though, to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. And, of course, we appreciate all of our patrons. So, thank you, and we hope that you have a great month of April. On that note, my name is Colleen.
Oh, wait, did you say your name?
I did.
Oh, you slipped it in. I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's what she said. You slipped it in.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right, peace out, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I didn't even hear you.
I didn't either.
Oh my God. Okay.